Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. Folks, today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome two great guests, speaking of Renaissance, Matt Basil with Renaissance Bank and Mike McCoy with Real McCoy Home Care. We're going to start with Matt from Renaissance Bank. Matt Basil from Renaissance Bank. Matt, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're right around the corner.
I am. I'm local, as they say.
You're right around. Your desk is right around the corner from where we're sitting right now.
You're as close as you can get.
Okay. Well, tell people why that is. Tell them about you and what you do.
So I am the branch manager here at this location on Windward Parkway. Mm-hmm. I have been in banking for over 10 years. I've been with Renaissance for over 7 years. Worked my way up from, as so many of us in the industry have, from teller to banker to several different roles within that, and then became branch manager about 3 years ago. So I'm the head of this ship here at this location.
And you put up with Business Radio X here, so thank you for that.
It's a burden and a blessing all at the same time.
Thank you for that. So tell us a little bit about you. I mean, and being at Renaissance for 7 years is that's getting more unusual for banking, isn't it? Because people jump around a little more in banks in banking than they used to, right?
They do.
So that says something about Renaissance Bank.
It does. Renaissance is very committed to the staff and to us. We're committed to our mission. It was definitely, like a lot of my other colleagues, it was a situation where you're leaving from a big bank, you know, a big organization where didn't feel great about who you were representing. And then you come to an organization like this where, you know, it's an honor and a privilege every day to represent Renaissance, and they know they stand behind you and you stand behind them. And we just keep pioneering this thing together.
Now, your branch manager of the Windward Parkway office, where our studio is located, tell people a little bit about what you do every day, because you're really on the front lines and have to know a whole lot about a lot of different things that the banks the products and services the banks offers.
Right. So mm-hmm. It's definitely a jack of all trades kind of a job.
Sure.
Where, you know, it could be customer service this moment. It could be, you know, it's a lot of business development, because as we all know, banking is changing. You see every day the people are not walking inside the store like they were 10, 15 years ago. So we have to go out there and touch people, both from a networking standpoint and just meeting our neighbors and trying to develop those relationships from an outside in situation. So that's probably the biggest piece of my role to this branch and to Renaissance, is trying to establish new relationships to bring into the bank. And I'm a steward for multiple different facilities and things that can come inside, and just trying to be that subject matter expert.
Yeah, and you're really a relationship manager for a lot of clients at the bank, right?
Right, absolutely. So, you know, people ask what makes the difference and what do we do? That's what we do. We try to make a difference for our customers. You know, I have a set number of people who contact me directly. So does my staff has a set number of people who contact them directly. And that's what makes us different than anybody else, or different than our competitors, is that, you know, we do offer that level of customer service. You can email, call directly. It's not a 1-800 number or even just a local branch number. You are getting direct access to the things that you need as a banking customer.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Matt Basil, and he is branch manager of the Renaissance Bank office on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. Matt, talk a little bit about Renaissance being quote, the best bank in the South. I mean, you, we talked about that from an employee point of view. Talk about that from a customer point of view.
So in 2018, Money Magazine deemed Renasant Bank best bank in Georgia. And then they came behind and did a vote on all of those banks and deemed Renasant Bank the best bank in the South. So why they made that designation of Renasant was, one, rates, and specifically to a checking rate that we have that is phenomenal. There's just not a lot of banks out there that are offering a rate like that on a checking account. And we're saying thank you to our customers for bringing in those primary relationships. And two, just that level of customer service. Again, you know, the anecdotes that came through and the studies that they did just found that our customers were loyal to us as well as we're loyal to them. So that's where that story came from.
Well, and that's a national magazine with that survey a lot of different banks to get that right. Get to that point, right?
Right.
So that's pretty awesome. Okay, tell us a little bit about understanding you. That I read that all the time in the promo that we do for Renasant, which is pretty interesting. And I think you get the point from what I just read a little bit ago, but tell us a little bit more about that.
Right. Yeah. For listeners, I'm sure it's interesting to hear the other piece of the story. And yeah, you're right. We're not making things overly complicated, but understanding you is really about the customer coming into the bank and telling us what your issues are and we digesting that and turning that into resolution and solve for your problem. A lot of people don't know what they need in banking. They just know that they have roadblocks. And we attempt to make that better for you. That's our job. So it is understanding how we interact, what you currently have, what you could have, and how we can make, both from a personal side or if you're a business owner, how we can make your business life be better.
Right. And I think the point of that promo is, folks have a lot of different ways they want to deal with the bank. And a lot of times, like you say, they really don't want to come into the bank until they want to talk to a real person.
Right.
And when they do come in, there's actually a real person here. Like you and the folks you have that are ready to talk as opposed to maybe a bigger bank.
Right. And a pulse and an answer. And, you know, another thing is that it's not always black and white. You know, sometimes in banking, it is very black and white. I had an old colleague who used to say that the way you make the difference in banking is in the gray. And I think that there's a lot of truth to that. You know, where we have wiggle room, we make wiggle room. I always try to make no one of the last things that I possibly say. And always trying to find a solve and a resolution to what you've got going on.
Talk a little bit about what you see for your goals for this year, how you want to help people.
So our goal is to grow what we call non-interest-bearing accounts and non-interest-bearing relationships, and that basically boils down to business. We are really looking for to grow business relationships in the North Fulton area. Last year we had a goal of, we called it hashtag 250. It was to grow $250 million in non-interest-bearing dollars, and we did that. We exceeded $280 million in non-interest-bearing dollars, so we were really happy with that. And, of course, when you hit your goals, what do? You know, the goals go up. So our goal for this year is the tagline for this year is hashtag 350.
Wow.
So here we go. It is, and it's very different because, you know, in banking, we're used to traditionally goal setting wise, it's how many accounts did you open?
Sure.
Did you fill this bucket? So now looking at just growing this from a deposit dollar standpoint, it's very different because we're targeting a different kind of a customer primarily.
Right.
It's a different approach, but it's been a great experience, and I think that it's been good for the bank so far. So that's our big overlapping growth, and we're just looking for more market share in the area.
You're looking for businesses. Tell folks a little bit about the kind of businesses that are best fits for you.
Professional businesses are fantastic. Attorneys, CPAs, medical clinics, those. I always say from a general standpoint, that small business that has grown into that's growing into a medium sized business, probably is going to have real estate, commercial real estate needs, equipment needs. So, you know, obviously we're a full lender on the commercial side. So anybody who needs that help with that growth, those are ideal. But never forget, you know, if you're that small business who is just starting out and doesn't know where to turn to and is getting ready to turn to that bigger bank, give us a try. It's so easy to start your business here as well. So although that customer, ideal customer that I mentioned is great, you know, we're, if you're new, you're welcome here as well.
Sure. Sure. Talk a little bit, Matt, about what you see for the future of Renaissance and the bank itself and what people ought to pay attention to when they select a bank.
So growth-wise, just as an interesting piece of stat, I started working here, like I said, in 2012. We have done a merger every year since I have been here, except for 2012. So I see that trend to continue, that we look for new banking relationships to bring into us to help us fill the asset needs and the relationship needs that we need. And all of our mergers have gone well. So I see that as the future for us. I see us to continue to develop our products and services to understand how money is changing and how we can service better. Things like treasury management is a very exciting product to be a part of because that's technology and that's the cutting edge. And the more we understand that and develop that for our customer, the better our customer is going to develop with their money. So I see us to continue to be on the cutting edge with that. And then there was a second part of that.
What should a customer look like? They're disenchanted with their current bank.
The ideal customer.
Yeah, they're disenchanted with their current bank. What should they look for? Because a lot of folks don't know all the ins and outs of all the different bank names they see
right
driving up and down the street. So what should they look for?
So ideally, first of all, you need to know what you're paying. Not to talk dollars and cents from the get-go, but if you're paying for a banking, especially a business banking relationship, that's something that we want to step back and look. What are you paying? How are you paying? Why are you paying? And then two, it's back to that relationship. You know, when I network and I ask customers, you know, people ask me, how do you ask for the right referral? I tell people, ask them, what's the relationship like? Do you love your bank? If you don't love your bank, then there's something wrong. You don't have a relationship because it is a very important business partner. Just like I think you need to think about your banking relationship just like you would your attorney and your CPA. I think we're the third leg to that stool that you should love that relationship and that person should be touched, something you could touch on. So if they're not, and you, the business owner, especially aren't in that spot, ask yourself, you know, come in and have a conversation about, you know, what we can do to make that be where it should be.
Awesome stuff from Matt Bazile, and he is the runs the office here right where we are at Windward Parkway here in Alpharetta. So Matt, you have talked about some of the types of businesses that you work with, CPA firms, attorneys. Any success stories you'd like to brag on? It's bragging time.
Sure. So this is always easy. I have a customer who has been with me since I've been a banker. She's been with me over two banks. She owns a water sports store up near the lake. And it's Pole Water Sports. I'll do a quick plug for her.
Okay. Near Lake Lanier.
Near Lake Lanier. Okay. I apologize for being.
Yeah. And what's the name of the business?
It's Pole Water Sports.
Okay.
And her name is Jenny Sirwitz.
Go Jenny.
Go Jenny. And it's the reason why it's my best success story, because our success has been hand in hand. Like I said, she started her business pretty much when I started day one. And it's just been an amazing thing to grow together. You know, I do this and then she does this. And every time, again, it's about that needs filling. As she has changed and needed to do this, I've had the solve for that. Or I've not had the solve for that and been able to point her in the right direction. And it's just growth and having that relationship with somebody and them knowing that they can rely on you and they're going to help you. She's brought other relationships to the bank for me. It's just amazing.
Wow. You can't get a better endorsement than that, right?
Right.
Referring someone else. So that's great.
Absolutely.
This has been great, Matt. Matt Bazile, and he is a branch manager here at Renaissance Bank, where we have our studio here, Business Radio X Studio, here in North Fulton, in Alpharetta. Matt, I tell people this every time, but why don't you tell them where we are, right, so they can come find us.
Absolutely.
But tell them how also to get in touch with you.
Okay. Yeah. So we are at 5225 Windward Parkway. The easiest landmark is we're right in front of the Costco that's on Windward here in Alpharetta. You can from a corporate standpoint, it's www.renaissantbank.com if you want to take a quick look at what we've got products and services wise. Feel free to call me directly. My number is 678-892-2254. And my email is mbazzill@renaissant, which is spelled RENASANT.com.
Yeah, and I'll just endorse Matt. He's terrific, and his people here are terrific. So come on down and see him and have a cup of coffee and get to know him, right?
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Matt, thanks for being with us. Folks, if you need some other kind of help that might involve, let's say, administrative tasks or bookkeeping. Everybody needs help with bookkeeping. Marketing, presentations. Well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline, they lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo, who's terrific, by the way, 770-442-9246. I just was talking with S.E. this morning, and she was helping me with my issues, so I encourage you to give her a call. Now we turn to Mike McCoy with the Real McCoy Home Care.
Hey, John, how are you?
Mike, welcome.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
So you're the Real McCoy.
I'm the Real McCoy in home care.
I love it. I love it. So, yeah, tell everybody about what you do at Real McCoy Home Care. So,
Real McCoy Home Care helps seniors and others who have maybe had an injury or a serious illness with kind of everyday activities in their home. It allows them to maintain their independence and really focus on things that they want to and not have to worry about maybe meal prep or errands or even help with things like hygiene and showers and things like that. That's who we are.
Now, talk a little bit about your business, your family business, right?
That's right. We really started this business. I would say that my mom, Jean McCoy, was the inspiration for our business. She was a World War II nurse, and after serving and my dad served, they ended up having 12 children.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you can imagine how busy that is, how important it is to kind of keep 12 kids corralled.
And no, I can't even imagine. I'm sure. But anyway, go ahead.
She spent a lot of time making sure that as kids that we learned their values, you know, yeah. Things like dependability, honesty, trustworthiness, and probably most important, there were so many of us, that it was important to help and care for each other. That was something we could always count on. And even as adults, we can count on that. And when we started this business, you know, she was absolutely the inspiration for our home care business. We said, hey, maybe we can bring that big family caring and compassion to other families who need it. And really that's our mission is to be that trusted extension of a family. Very, very personally rewarding, I would say.
Talk a little bit, Mike, about how you know it's time. You're the son, daughter of an elderly parent, or maybe an aunt or uncle for that matter, that you're taking care of. You're watching over. When's it time?
You know, it's a very difficult question because for the most part, it's not the person that needs the help that calls us. It's always a spouse or a son or a daughter. And they know that mom or dad or their uncle needs help, but they don't want to intrude on their parents' independence or frankly get too deep into somebody's business unless they're invited.
Sure.
The problem is typically that son or daughter sees that mom's having trouble with everyday things, driving or showering. She's forgetting to get to the doctor, all things that potentially are bad for her health and her enjoyment. And that's usually the trigger for people to think about when they can help. They still don't know, hey, is it really time? Can I wait? A lot of times, if you think about it like long-term care insurance, they tend to think about, does somebody need help with more than a couple of everyday activities? Then it's probably time to get some help or to even as a family member to help start to provide help. You know, the reason that's important, you know, when somebody's making an insurance decision that says, hey, at this point, it's time to start reimbursing somebody who's maybe paid for long-term care insurance. As a family member, you know that, okay, if the insurance company say it's time, it probably is okay for me to start to have that conversation with mom.
Sure. Sure. And a lot of that is, depends on the state of the caregiver, right? Because it's a big pressure to take care of mom and dad, and also maybe be taking care of high school students and college students and what have you on the other side of the generation divide there, right?
Absolutely. I think even if your parents don't say it, their expectation is that you're going to help them with these kinds of things as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, for almost every family, it works out. You go help mom get some groceries after work and things like that. The problem is that for many families, as the needs get bigger and bigger and more time consuming, it gets to be overwhelming.
Sure.
And that's really when it's time to get some extra help so that the adult children, for example, can still raise their own families and have their own relationship with their spouse, but also make sure that mom or dad gets what they need.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Mike McCoy, and he is the president and owner of Real McCoy Home Care. Mike, we talked about knowing when it's time to have that conversation. So let's talk about the content of that conversation. How do you have the conversation about introducing the idea of home care?
I would tell all of your listeners that that was probably one of the most difficult conversations that I had when I had that conversation with my mom. You know, I very much respected her and her ability to do what she wanted to do. But frankly, me and my 11 brothers and sisters were scared because we weren't sure that she had the companionship that she needed. Was she home alone a lot? Could she safely drive? You know, was she a fall risk? And when we had that conversation, I wish I knew what I know now. It's very difficult to tell anybody, hey, mom, you need to do this.
Sure. Right?
Nobody wants to be told what to do. Now that are in this business and we help families, one of the things we do is have the adult children talk to mom about how it makes them feel, their worry, and maybe if mom tried home care services, not necessarily because she has to admit that she needs them, but that her kids are worried for and that would make them much more comfortable if they knew there was somebody in the house at least periodically that could help. Every parent wants to help their kid. Nobody wants to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
The way you have that conversation can be very, very much determine the outcome of how much help somebody will agree to accept.
Sure, sure. Now let's talk about your services. Tell folks a little bit about the kind of services that you provide.
Gotcha. Many times we provide things that they call companion care. Like it starts to be where somebody doesn't have as many friends or they don't have as much time outside of the house. So we'll come in and you know, we'll have guys who talk to seniors about how was the game last night and really interact and provide some companionship and some joy in somebody's life while maybe they're helping with errands and meal prep and housekeeping and different things like that. And a lot of those visits could be just a few times a week for a few hours. But eventually people start to need more and more help. Maybe they're having trouble with potentially falls or having trouble with, you know, things like hygiene and getting showers and things like that. And we can also help with all of those things as people's needs get more and more advanced. They don't necessarily need to go to a facility. They can stay in their home, which is what most people prefer.
Now, you know, I know as folks get older, they get concerned about and worried about a lot of things. And one of those things is folks coming into their home. So how do you kind of overcome that concern?
And I definitely understand that. I mean, it's, you know, our seniors can be the most vulnerable parts of our society. And, you know, so we take great care in selecting caregivers to, you know, basically wear the Real McCoy home care emblem. I would say we only hire approximately one person in 20 that applies. So all of those caregivers that work for us are certified nursing assistants. So they're licensed by the state for this type of care. We do complete background checks. They've had certifications in CPR. You know, they have extensive work histories. We also have a registered nurse that's on our staff, and she personally tests the skills and knowledge of each of those caregivers to make sure that they know what they're doing. But probably the most important thing, it really is about that, you know, we talked about family earlier and that that extension of a large family, that implies a lot of care and compassion. And that's really one of the biggest things that we look for, is somebody that would become a friend inside your home. So we're going to make sure it's safe and that they're reliable, but it's really that long-term connection that we're looking for, that, you know, that's when we know we're doing a good job, when we find that person with that family.
Yeah, in a way, you're kind of matchmaking, right? And that can be difficult. How do you make good matches?
Absolutely. I would tell you, my wife, who is also a landlord, is so she's great at reading people,
yep.
Right? She is the master at meeting a family and meeting the caregivers and putting the right personalities together. You know, that is a very important thing. We think we're particularly good at that. But even after we create that match and the caregiver starts to come into the home, my wife will typically wait a few days and then come and follow up unexpectedly in the home to make sure that the client's happy and the caregiver's happy and that relationship worked out. Because if it doesn't, you know, we can make a change.
Sure.
We don't want anybody to be unhappy because of a personality conflict, for example.
Yeah, and it has to work both ways, right? For your caregiver that you send into the home and that person that's being cared for.
That's right. Because we're, yeah. You know, there's a lot of people who will say, oh, this is fine, I'll do this, or that person is fine. That's not really good enough. We're looking for, when the caregiver comes into the home, that senior smiles because their buddy's coming.
Sure.
And so that's a kind of a higher burden for us.
That's awesome. Now I'm assuming that you go through the usual, you mentioned the licensing, and the qualifications that you require, background checks, I'm sure part of that as well.
Oh, absolutely. We do national background checks. We do, we check for things that imply somebody's had any kind of abuse or neglect of seniors. We look for sexual registries. We'll check everything we can find.
Sure.
Because it's so important to make sure that we can trust people with our seniors.
Folks, we're speaking with Mike McCoy, and he is the president and owner of Real McCoy Home Care. Let's talk about the insurance piece of this. Are your services covered by insurance, or how does that work?
Unfortunately, home care, other than a few exceptions, is not really covered by health insurance or Medicare. The exception is, if you've had a hospital or stay in a rehab facility, the doctor may prescribe, for example, very limited home care, maybe help with a shower 2 times a week for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same thing as, okay, who's going to help mom who's just had a stroke get up in the morning and get fed and get started with her day? You know, that's more of what we will do, but it's not covered by insurance. It can be covered by, if there are people who were served in the military during one of the times of active combat, there's a thing called VA aid in attendance.
Mm.
It's got some restrictions to it, but that can provide a very generous benefit. And then if somebody's income and assets are very low, Medicaid can provide some assistance.
And then somewhere along the way, long-term care insurance comes in if you've made that decision to make that investment, right?
That's right. And so if somebody has long-term care insurance, it's very specifically meant to cover these kind of services. It can be fairly expensive, and you have to decide to buy that insurance years or decades before you need it. But for the folks that do have that, we can help them work through or with their insurance agency to make sure that they have all the documentation and all the other requirements met to start to receive payments for that kind of care.
So, Mike, I'm always curious about success stories from any of our guests, but I'm sure you've got some really heartwarming ones to tell.
Yeah, for us, the best thing for us is when we establish that relationship with the client where, you know, they're every time they see the new their caregiver come, their smile, and when the caregiver leaves, there somebody gets a hug, or when my wife or I go to check on a client, and they're just gushing with, you know, enthusiasm because they have a friend that comes to see them, you know, multiple times a week, for example. That's the best thing we could do. I mean, it's those are our best clients when we can go on that journey with them and frankly learn from them. I mean, we've learned everything from, you know, great grandma's special secret Italian meatball recipe to advice on marketing and things like that from somebody who was very, very successful when they were younger. Mm. You know, it's fun, the things that they still have to share and that they want to share, and we're absolutely ready to engage in that way.
That's fantastic. Mike McCoy, he is the president and owner of Real McCoy Home Care. So, Mike, for those that would like to be in touch with you and maybe get a little more idea of your services, tell them how they can do that.
So I absolutely encourage folks to check us out on the internet, you know, www.realmccoyhc.com. You know, we talked about how do you trusting people and things like that. Check out some of our reviews. More importantly, though, usually care starts with a first conversation. It's a free conversation in the senior's home. Call us at 404-536-1060, and we'll schedule that first assessment and that first conversation. And as we discussed earlier, even help have that conversation with mom about, hey, it's time to have care, to try to make that go better for everyone.
That's awesome. Mike McCoy with Real McCoy Home Care. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, I very much enjoyed it. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. So, folks, just a reminder, we're coming up on show number 200 for North Fulton Business Radio. We're going to have a big party. But there's nobody that covers the business in North Fulton like we do. We've had almost 440 guests over that time frame last time I looked. So check out our archive of shows. You can go to northfultonbusinessradio.com, search our archive, and find other great business leaders like Matt and Mike there. And go to our you can listen to any of our shows there, but also check us out on your favorite podcast app. That might be Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast. That happens to be my favorite. But check us out on any of those podcast apps. Subscribe. Give us a review. We'd love to have you engage with us there. And also follow us on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Matt Bazile and Mike McCoy, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.